Wayne, tell us about this Boerkaap Lego set. Have you always been obsessed with Lego?
Yes, since I was a child, I've always played with Lego. And, yeah, I just thought there's no actual South African-based Lego set available anywhere. You get, like, New York and London and Dubai and Australia. So I thought, you know, to create a South African Lego set, what's quite iconic, but also would be a fun set to build, something that's colourful, that would be, you
know,
interesting.
It's a great idea. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, of course, you know, what else would...
Well, there's Table Mountain, but that's not so exciting. I mean, it's you know, too bold. And I guess there's Joburg, but that also...
Well, Table Mountain, I guess you could do the cable car, which is quite cool.
So that could work, yeah. Maybe that will be my next one.
What would you do of Joburg?
Well, you could do the skyline, I guess, but it's also not the most...
Or maybe Soccer City.
Yeah.
That issue could be very... It almost looks like it's built out of Lego, doesn't it?
Yeah, true, actually.
Yeah.
So what does it look like?
So it's made up of four houses in different colors. And then I've got six different minifigures representing all the multicultural people that live in Boerkaap. And then various little accessories just to, you know, liven up the area. I might in the future add maybe a car or some other accessories as we go along. You know, so I've entered it into this Lego Ideas competition, and I need 10,000 votes for it to be reviewed by Lego to be made into an actual Lego set.
Have you, do we know how many you've got?
I've got just under 800.
Why have I not seen this on I'm Staying hashtag?
I did try, I posted there.
Rubbish, and they said no? Why?
I think because they thought it was like an advertising thing or a competition or something like that. But there's actual monetary value towards me.
Sure, but you should email them directly and explain it to them.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be such an amazing thing. South Africans, you know, around the world, I think it's perfect for them.
We did get Table Mountain as one of the seven wonders in the world just because we allowed people to do it through, what was the app that we used to have, the South African founded app? Before WhatsApp
Mix it.
So we need a similar campaign.
Yeah, well, the only problem is when you have to register on the Lego actual site. So you have to create a profile and everything. It only takes a couple of minutes, but you know, people don't have so much patience these days. But that's, I think, the one roadblock in the way of it getting more votes.
Mm. It really is because of the colors and because of the vibrancy of it. Surely it would be something that would be amazing.
You would think SA Tourism, Brand South Africa would get behind something like this.
So I've sent it to Cape Town Tourism. They've been quite good. I've been interviewed actually on Cape Talk.
Listens to that radio station. They're all listening to us.
Well, that's why I'm here. So,
okay, so Lati, what time are we meeting at the BCCSA? Time is 6 minutes past the hour of 8. All right, we're talking Lego and we're talking Boerkaap as a contender for the first South African piece of Lego or work of Lego. Wayne Nestat joining us in a studio. So Wayne, have you had a positive reaction to this?
Mostly very positive. I did get one comment on Facebook kind of attacking me, you know, how am I profiteering off the gentrification of Boerkaap, what's happening in Boerkaap?
Okay, whoa, let's just stop there. How are you, Wayne, who's doing something that's not for profit, profiting off the gentrification of Boerkaap?
Yeah, basically.
Does this person realize that this is a Lego set? You're not actually gentrifying the Boerkaap.
Well, I had to explain that to him.
Look, it does get confusing because some of these Legos are very realistic.
Very realistic.
It's not that big.
Should we build a Boerkaap Lego set and then force some of the people out of the Lego?
Yes, I think that's the Lego houses in order to make it authentic. But you know, surely that royal couple when they came to visit, they spent some time at Boerkaap. So that would have put us on the map, surely.
Yes, and I mean, if this does become a Lego set, it will, you know, bring awareness to Boerkaap around the world, where I'm sure most people don't know what's going on or even about Boerkaap. So
I have a sense a lot of our listeners may never have been to Boerkaap.
Never.
It's a Lego set, not politics.
No. Boerkaap is actually...
You'll never be an EFF supporter.
One of the most beautiful areas.
It really is. I love it.
And when you go around, there are continuous walking tours around Boerkaap.
Oh, I didn't know there were walking tours. Actually, it's a good idea to go on something like that. So, well, they're very hilly.
It is. No, no, you. It's proper, proper hilly.
It's a good workout.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nice. It must be. And people are very beautiful looking in a lot of those places. Very. Have
I
you
think
noticed
you're now just sexualizing the Burkhoff area. I'm going to object.
I've gentrified it and sexualized it. Gosh.
People won't be happy.
We shall make them happy. But that's a whole different story. And do you collect Lego?
Yes. I've got quite a few sets. Quite an expensive hobby.
Mm.
How old are you?
36.
Oh, Howard, you will be amazed. I cannot tell you how many of my friends, for a birthday present, and we're talking about people in their 40s, want Lego.
My dad builds Lego as well.
And he's in his 40s.
Mm.
Your dad. Yeah.
Late 40s.
Really? Okay, so just explain to me, because I haven't collected Lego since I was a young child.
Mm.
In my day, there were little yellow blocks. That was the only...
Oh, dear.
Have things progressed since then?
Slightly, yes.
It's now
more colors
the
now.
Remedial show. Mm.
So besides for, like, square blocks, what else can you build?
I recently built Stranger Things, the TV show. I don't know if you guys watch it. It's
sorry,
like a
what
Lego
is TV?
What?
Netflix. Sorry, Netflix.
Oh, right.
I built like a house that flips upside down because of the whole concept of the show. I built the Harry Potter, the Hogwarts Castle, which is the second biggest set.
How long did something like that take you to do?
It took me a few weeks.
Incredible. Yeah. I would never
but
have the patience.
It's just under 7,000 pieces.
That's and you don't get people to do it for you. You actually do it yourself.
So has Lego really become like a jigsaw puzzle in 3D?
Yeah. More or less, I guess. But it's more entertaining because they add a lot of detail into it that you don't expect. And, you know, it's very enjoyable. There's more technical sets, which, you know, you can build a car that actually, you know, drives and those type of things. So it's not as simple as it used to be back in the day.
It's an expensive thing.
Yes, very expensive.
Like to build a Hogwarts castle.
So Hogwarts is about $7,000 for the set.
And
so
then
it's quite expensive.
Once you've built it, what do you do with it?
Collect dust.
So you need to have extra rooms in your home to keep your Lego.
I've currently run out of space in my house.
So now the Burkhorpe thing, if they build it, how big will it be?
So I envision that set to be quite small. I'd say about 1,000 pieces, probably about 40 centimeters.
How many homes?
4 homes.
Fully representative, Howard. Fully representative of the whole Burkhorpe region. Of all the colours in the Burkhorpe.
All the diverse people living there as well.
And you won't allow any gentrification?
So it's already gentrified. It's pre-gentrified. Right.
All the minifigures live in their houses. They're not going to be...
They're not going to be removed. No. Right.
I'll make sure of it.
Yeah, but which is very. When we were young, there was... Lego was a lot
speak
more...
for yourself.
I am. Okay, when I was young, Lego was much more freestyle. You don't get much of that anymore, do you?
You can go to the Lego store and buy like pieces and make your own thing, but these days, the sets are quite intricate.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's almost now about the destination a little bit more than it was when we were kids, because there we would have sort of this whole bucket of Lego and we could spend hours just sort of in free play.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't really seem to be that much anymore. Certainly the kids don't seem to be attracted to that so much.
Yeah, I think Lego, because of like the iPads and everything, kind of has lost a bit of its appeal with the kids. But I know my nieces and nephews love playing with it, so...
I think it's incredible. It's so important.
Do you have to be autistic to... No. But you are autistic. You're an artist.
Yeah, but you don't have to be. I mean, you just follow instructions. You just have to have patience and, you know, a bit of...
Time.
Creativity, yes. But you don't have to be autistic. Anyone could do it.
All right, so that's where we leave it. Wayne and Estelle, thank you for letting us know about this.
Thank you
How do we find, how do we continue?
If you go into ideas.lego.com and you search Burkhorpe, it will come up. You'll have to create a profile, and then if you click support, that will add your support to my set.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with this. Time is 8:28.